This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, it was hard to find anything out there fundamentally positive to help push the cattle market higher, but we had a second straight day of triple-digit gains in the cattle complex. Box beef at midday, down $2.24 on choice, down $2.10 on selects, had a movement of 73 loads. We also saw a cattle kill today of 106,000 head, and a weekly kill, 569,000. We have heard of a little cash cattle trade in the north, a little lower prices, but nothing in the southern plains as of yet. At the moment, or I should say on the close, our February live cattle today were $1.82 higher on the close, while the April was $1.90 higher. Jan feeders up 75 cents, March feeders up 367, and April lean hogs 2 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hi, I'm professional bullfighter Chuck Swisher. With Pioneer Cellular, you get the best coverage on the area's most extensive 4G LTE network. That's no bull. It's a commitment to customers that's hard to match.
With Pioneer Cellular, you're covered when you travel around the country or right here at home. Having the best coverage is our proud commitment to customers and community. Pioneer has the phones you want with your choice family plans for everyone.
When you're looking for wireless service, look to the best. Call Pioneer or visit us online today.
When you put Chisholm Trail Farm Credit together with Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma, you get a new name, a new brand serving Oklahoma. Oklahoma Ag Credit. Oklahoma Ag Credit is the largest farm credit association in the state with 17 offices serving 60 Oklahoma counties. Check out their new website, www.okagcredit.com. And we're proud to have them along for the ride as well as new sponsors of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Oklahoma Ag Credit. okagcredit.com.
Tom, what led to the mixed trade across the grains?
Well, our grain market does not really have any fresh news today. Export sales for the week came out that were friendly for corn and soybeans, but we saw the early session highs disappear fairly quickly, and the only thing that managed to close positive was the corn and Chicago wheat. This market just lacked news once again. Technical trading is what's motivating the grain and the soybean complexes. On the close today, we saw the March KC wheat lose 0.75 cents. July KC lost 0.5 cents. March Chicago wheat gained 0.5 cents. March corn was 3.25 cents higher on the close, while July corn was up 3 cents. March soybeans closed 2 cents lower, with July down 2.25. And March cotton today was 12 points higher on the close.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities. They're providing our market analysis for the Radio Oklahoma Network.